Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Solomon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
Solomon, welcome to the program. Hola. Random question. Let's go with this one. In your lifetime or recently, what tourist trap have you visited?
Tourist trap?
The trap.
I mean, it's no.
You know when you're in it.
Like, I'm going to Universal Studios next week. I'm not kidding myself. I'm sure I'll have a fine time. It's not that, but I'm not mistaking this for anything other than what it is, where you go to Pike Place Market and you say it's a tourist trap, and it's like, no, it's really not. It's an asset to the city, but if you're a tourist, it's absolutely worth visiting. As a Universal, no one from Orlando goes to Universal. Idiots like me end up in Universal.
Yeah.
I would probably have to say a water park in Texas.
Was it fun, though?
I was there with my daughter, so I there was supposed to be a lot of good rides, but there weren't. But it was fine because she was, for a 6-year-old girl, it was fine, and that's what I was really there for there anyway.
So. I'll tell you what, though,
don't you love being a parent? Where that's what you tell yourself. Like, I have spent countless hundreds of dollars. I have spent hours in this one place. Maybe I'm uncomfortable because of the top, but in the end, my kid's happy. So I'm going to be cool about it.
There was nothing more that fired me up than seeing a water park at the beach. I'm like, yes. When I was a kid, yes.
Can I comment on something you guys were talking about earlier in the week?
What's that?
Okay, remember you were talking about Chris Novoselic, how he threw his bass guitar up in the air and it hit him in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you ever want to watch somebody do that right, Prince playing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee ceremony awards, when he does this amazing 6-minute-long guitar solo, at the very end, he throws his guitar up, walks off the stage, and it never comes down.
You know what? That's a weird video. Because it's while my guitar gently weeps. And then you're right.
Yeah.
You do not see the guitar. And there's 55 people. Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, there's 900 guys up there.
So he does that. It doesn't even come down.
And every one of those guitarists is looking at Prince like, I can't do that.
I can't keep up with this guy.
This guy's good.
I can't do that. All the reason we asked what tourist trap have you most recently visited. When's the last time anybody here has been to the Needle?
I know definitively the year I got married because family was in town.
So 2007?
18 years ago. Yeah, honestly, man. I've been around it, cutting through there, but to physically go up into the Needle.
Seattle Center.
I've been to the Center, sure.
The Experience Music Project. I've been to...
I'm trying to remember if I actually went
Science Center
in the Needle with my family last year when they were out here around July 4th.
I know I've been there. I just have not physically been inside and gone to the
How much does it cost? Do we even know that much?
Nope.
I don't know right now.
Is it $25? I don't know either. I mean, I have no idea. What do you do when you get to the top?
You look around. Everything.
You look
around. Now they redid it, though. It's kind of fancy up there. You can get a beverage. You can hang out for a minute.
Okay. Beverage helps.
The glass floor.
Well, that's what the basis for the story was. Or the question. What tourist trap have you most recently visited?
What counts as a tourist trap?
So something like the Space Needle is designed specifically
for waterfront count?
Tours. No, because that's the thing. So like the market in the waterfront. Obviously, the waterfront was redone with tourists in mind, but it is an asset to those of us that live in the city. With the Space Needle, nothing against it. We can take it or leave it. It has no impact on our quality of life. The market.
Yeah, if you want to see the city, go up the Columbia Tower.
Right. So I would say like Space Needle, definitively, any museum. You're going to run through the locals quick, so tourists have to be the thing, Louvre, that keep your museum going. So stuff like that. Or
Hollywood Boulevard,
absolutely a tourist.
Niagara Falls.
Beautiful, but everything they've built around it. Like, you don't go to Niagara Falls and say, man, the nature's beautiful. It is, but the only place you see nature is if you're looking at the water.
Times Square.
I guess I was thinking more of, like, there's a lot of seafood restaurants, but a couple times a year, and I went last year with my family, then... They say Mike and I did it in December when we had some time off for Christmas. I'll go down to the Crab Pot and sit there.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if that's a tourist trap. It's like it's a very, 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 very tourist-friendly restaurant and a spot where tourists are going to be. But even if you took out the cruise ships, I think it stays in business. Enough of us go down.
It is funny, but like I was talking to the bartender, and he's like, oh, yeah, you just don't get locals in here at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because people just think of it as just tourists. Yep.
Right.
So
he only remembers me as I'm the only guy that brings my own Old Bay.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that.
So basically, with the renovations they did with the Space Needle, they wanted to do some stuff upstairs that I guess architecturally they could not do back in 19 and whatever the
60
hell it was.
60 something?
62, oh. Whatever it was. But either way, they also realized that they needed to do stuff just with the actual structure of the building.
Okay, yes. So they
put a one-of-a-kind Otis elevator in there. The only one, I believe, in the world. Also,
what makes it unique, or do they say?
Is that the one that's like all glass?
It is. And they're going to put like three or four more. So 1962 World Fair. So what is new? The new elevator created by Otis.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
That's exactly right. The Skyliner is a double-deck floor-to-ceiling glass elevator. Each cab fits about 20 people. Takes 41 seconds. The next double-decker elevator will be finished in 2027. The third in 2028. Now, when you reach the top, the old rotating restaurant is gone.
Okay.
Hopefully there's a bar up there. I do not know.
There is. Last time I was up there, it had been redone with the glass stuff.
Didn't you say the restaurant itself had improved? Or?
I just know there's like areas where you can literally like grab a beer and like while you're walking around have a beer or a glass of wine.
Nice. All right.
But I want to say it's like the airport. Like they don't want you hanging out up there. It's like a beer or two. Then like, all right, you're done.
They added 200% more glass than there was originally. In their minds, they said we were adding 200% more view and more abilities to actually see and observe, which is the whole idea behind the building. So the Space Needle, by the way, stayed open through the entire redesign and construction. So at least they made it to the point where they could get this work done and people could still go up and check it out.
All right. Any guesses on the cost to ride to the top of the Space Needle?
A couple people checked in. I was going to say $25.
I think it's got to be more. $35.
Both of you have underbid. Mike, what do you think?
I'll go $40.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
$40. It is currently $49 per person.
$50.
And my question is,
what's a Columbia Tower?
To go up to the top. You know, I walk by that thing every day. I have no idea.
Now, they don't have a bar up there or anything.
Well, there's a tower club.
Yeah. But that's a little lower, right?
No, it's really high up there. I mean, you're taller than anything else. I'll show you some pictures.
Okay.
But you got to know a member. So, like,
right.
I was lucky to be over there a couple weeks ago having dinner, but you forget how high it is.
Have you been to the top of the Smith Tower Bar when that was open for a while?
No.
That was badass, too.
Trust me, Mike, it's rare that I get to flex on that one, but I had that one sitting in the
holster. What do they have for appetizers?
Appetizers? They have a full restaurant up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
For private people.
Yeah.
It's a private club. It's a club.
It's like the Elks and the Moose or something.
Yeah, might be a little more than that.
A little more than that, but yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Would you rather go up Columbia Tower or Space Needle, right? You visit a city, never been to Seattle.
Space Needle, without question.
And that's what's funny about it, because you're going to get a better view from the Columbia Tower. But I'm telling you, 99% of people would say, I think
the Space Needle is a better experience.
The needle itself or the stuff it's
granted, to the top of the Columbia Tower, last time I was there, I walked the steps.
Well, that's stupid, yes.
Like a fireman thing. So that was not fun. But I mean, when I got up there, I was like, this is cool, let's get out.
I want to go home.
I honestly didn't hang out too much. I've only been up there twice in my life, right?
Columbia?
Yeah. Somebody we used to work with, their brother had a membership, so we got to go up there. But going up there again, the last time I was up there, I just forget how high it is. I mean, you're looking down on basically every other building. And then it's also trippy because, like, it's weird to see helicopters getting up to you.
Yeah, when you see the top of a helicopter, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's weird. Last time that we flew in, or I flew into town, we had this route right here that we see all the planes.
Over five, yeah.
Okay? I have a right window seat.
All right.
I can see our building. You can see the beehives on top of our building from the planes that come in right here.
Oh, really?
It's the only two boxes up there. They're like right on the corner. And I'm like, I know exactly what the hell that is. Seen the pictures of it. That's a beehive. But you can see him from like, you know, what is it, a half mile away probably?
I've never noticed him before.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my eyes peeled.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.